Scene 13, Dorothy, 4:25 p.m. That removed the last possible source of confusion, the last one I could think of unless some entirely unknown factor had entered into it. It was back down to the second floor, and my watch showed the time to be nearly 4:30. I had a notion it was too late to find the next person I needed, the one who had seen the woman. When the elevator didn't come after 15 seconds, I damned it quite loudly and dashed down the stairs. I probably didn't beat the elevator, but there was no way in which I could stand still, even to save time. I ran across the lobby to the cloakroom, dodging through the crowds, and then pushed past the two or three people standing there. "Listen," I gasped, "where's the attendant?" "I'm the attendant," said an elderly woman, still pretty, with white hair, metal-rimmed glasses, and a refined way of speaking, which she probably cultivated very carefully. Her nameplate said Dorothy. "Not you, the other one. Dyed yellow hair, fat arms, tinted glasses, nose twitches. I don't remember her name. Excuse me, this is important. I'll be out of your way in a minute." That last was to the other people waiting there, who looked increasingly exasperated. The elderly attendant, Dorothy, smiled as though she recognized the picture without trouble. "That's Hilda. She gets off at 4. Do you know where she lives?" "No," she said briefly and disapprovingly. "Come on," I thought impatiently. "You can't think for a minute I have anything improper in mind." She turned to the other people, clearly dismissing me. I said, "Well, wait. Let me just ask you one question. Is there a woman around here that you and Hilda call Little Pepper?" She smiled again. "Oh, sure, that's the..." Then she stopped and said primly, "I don't know what you're talking about, and I'm busy." But I was off again and running. It was someone familiar, someone both she and Hilda knew, someone who was little and peppery and well known to them. Now to get to the 6th floor at last, and it was still well before 5.